Good morning, once again, my dear brothers and sisters. I am sharing you today because of this mission trip that we are doing to the Philippines on July 22 to August the 4th. This is the reason why I'm standing here right now and feeling so nervous. Okay, I will make it very short, I hope. Yeah. I will start my testimony or the call of why we have this ministry in the Philippines. How did it started? The first dream I have, it was in 1984, it was the call from God. It was in a dream that saying, call to me, come to me. I wasn't a Christian that time, so it was a very, I don't understand it that during that time in 1984. Followed by when my husband left us in 1989, the difficult times. And 1991, when I become a Christian through this missionary couple in Hong Kong. And during that time, I was in really difficult times, difficult years, and struggling with my life. And then that's when I became a Christian in 1981 through the patience and love and kindness of these missionary people. 1995, I was planning to go back to the Philippines for good when I have the second dream that God was calling me to open my Bible in Luke 10, verse 2. I was struck by the verse that said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. I don't understand that much before because my Christian life is not that, like, it's not, it was a very gradual process of my Christian life. So during that time, I don't understand very well what is this calling that He has for me. We would go back, during those times, we would go back and visit the Philippines, and I have seen the difficulties of the situation, the hardship of life, materially, physically, and spiritually. It burdens me how to help them. And, you know, my resources is very limited. And at the same time, as I grow deeper and deeper with God, the more I felt the burden to help these people. 1998, we would go back. We would visit the place, and it's really hard to see, and you know, just looking at them, and you can't do much. It's really hard and difficult. Year 1999, when my daughter started attending the Solid Rock, through the patience and encouragement of the Sineas family, Shorna, wherever you are, thank you for that. And Armelin joined Solid Rock and then followed joining Shut-In Church. Year 2000, when I have the vision that I was with the youth, an international youth with Pastor Steve. I was wondering why. I don't even know Pastor Steve that much that time, but I've heard so much of him because of my daughter. And then I come to Solid Rock, to Shut-In Church year 2003. And then year 2004, I come to Shut-In Church full time. And then at the same time, year 2005, year 2005 when I joined Solid Rock. And then that's when I realized that vision was fulfilled, that I was with the youth. One day I was worshiping with the youth and with Pastor Steve on the other side, and then I realized that vision with me, with the youth, and Pastor Steve was being fulfilled. So year 2005 also, when the typhoon was hitting the Philippines one after another, almost 17 typhoons hit the Philippines, and two major ones that really hit Bicol region so much that affect so much people died, thousands and thousands were, you know, and then a lot of people were hungry And, you know, it was really difficult to see this time at the place at this time. So year 2006, I mean late 2005, when the oil spill in Rapu Rapu Island take place. It was the Australian company, and they have this mining company in Rapu Rapu Island located in Albay, and it was in Bicol region that really struck mostly the fishermen, especially that really was affected so much that, you know, knowing this through my calls, constant calling in the Philippines, really disturbed me and burdened me so much. It break my heart to know how difficult is the situation. Typhoons, the mining spell of the oil company was really too much. And that was when, you know, I told Pastor Steve about it. And during this time, I was been praying and praying, what can I help? What can I do to help these people? That's when I told Pastor Steve about it. And immediately that time, Pastor Steve and myself went to the village. That was in early 2006. That time when we were there, that was when I was going to the sea. When we went there, we stayed in the beach, in the cottage, where my village is. And that early morning at 6 o'clock, that's when I heard God was calling. I was swimming in the beach, and I heard His voice saying, look around you. As far as you can see your eyes, this is where you will share the word. And that time I was very nervous, afraid, you know, and I couldn't believe that I'm hearing Him. And I said, why me? I'm too small. I can't do it. And then He said, I will encourage you. I will strengthen you. I will be with you. And I said, you know, I'm too small. I can't do it. And He said, I will encourage you. I will strengthen you. And I will be with you. That is a very clear instruction when He said that. And He said, there will be some opposition, but be encouraged. I will be with you. And so I cried with mixed emotions, because why me, you know? But then I said, okay, I will do it. Not knowing what to do really, but I said, yes, I will do it. Your will be done, Lord, you know. So I told Pastor Steve that time after that, I told him. So we planned of that mission trip. That year, 2006, mission trip to the village did not take place because of the Mount Balusan spewing ashes. So I recognized that was one of the opposition that God was telling me. And then but the mission trip during that time was two, like in Manila and in Bicol. So the mission trip in Manila take place, but the one in Bicol, in my place, did not take place. So that early year of 2007, Misha, David, and myself, and Armelin went back again to spy the land, that as what we said. So they have seen the needs of the people there as well, spiritually, materially, physically. And it really touched their hearts as well. So this time we plan again on the mission trip. So when we come back to Hong Kong, we told the committee about it. And during the planning of the mission trip, I was struggling. It was hard. It was hard doing the planning. It wasn't easy. But I always go back to the words that God said to me. There will be some opposition, but I will be there to encourage you. I will strengthen you. I will be with you. I always, you know, have that words with Him, from Him. So that year, 2007, I mean, before that, that was March, when I was waiting for the result of the approval of the mission trip. I was, as I've said, I was struggling, and it's really hard. I heard this verse in Acts 13, 47. It was the missionary trip of Barnabas and Paul. And in verse 47, it says that we have to share the word of God throughout the earth. So that really encouraged me. The speaker was talking about the missionary journey of Barnabas, that there will be some opposition, there will be so much things will be going on, but he will be there. So that really encouraged me. And then that time also, the approval of the mission trip take place. So we went on July 8th, when we have this crusade. And that's when I realized what God had said to me: you will share the word throughout this place as far as you see. Because it didn't happen just in my village, but in the whole town of Bulusan. A lot of us was marching around Bulusan. So that was really exciting, because the word that God said was taking place in every places of Bulusan. And I'm sure not only in Bulusan, but in Sorsogon as well, in the neighboring towns. So that also the same time at that year, in July 7, 2007, the ministry started after we left from the mission trip. So 2007 December, I went back to attend the baptism. First time in the history of Dangkalan to have this baptism in, that is taking place. So 24 people was been baptized, young people and adult. So on April this year, we went back again for another Bible Discovery Week, and more people had come to know the Lord. So looking back at all this situation from 1984, how God really led me through my difficult times, struggles, and so on, challenges of life, I realized how God is giving me discipline in every area of my life, making me humble, strengthening me, encouraging me, sustaining me, equipping me in every situation. And for God leading me in Shatin Church, and my children becoming a Shatin Church member as well, is not an accident. It was not just happened because, you know, we want to. But I'm sure God was with us all the time, the way He leads us, the way He equips us. And for me being here talking to you, I'm sure, and you being here right now, I'm sure it's not an accident as well. I'm sure of that. And to have this ministry started, it's not an accident. But God has a reason, a purpose, why you are here right now to be a part of this ministry. It's not me. It's God who is leading us, all of us here right now. So for this reason, for this cause, we are here. Thank you so much.